Welcome to this practice of embracing common humanity. This practice helps cultivate empathy, equanimity, and connection with others. Begin by finding a comfortable upright position. If sitting is painful, you can practice in any position that allows you to feel physically supported while also staying alert and awake. Now take a few deep breaths. Inhale through your nose and exhale through your mouth, releasing the breath fully. Take a few more breaths in this way. Now inhale and exhale through your nose only. Let your breath settle into its own natural pace. Feel the relaxation in your forehead, your eyes, your jaw, your whole face. Feel the relaxation and release of your neck, your shoulders, and your belly. Let the body and mind settle into this peaceful experience of breathing in and breathing out. When you notice your mind wandering, gently bring it back to the breath. Breathe in, breathe out. Now create in your mind a compassionate image that represents the qualities of wisdom, strength, acceptance, love, nurturance, or caring. It could be the image of a wise person you deeply respect, a religious figure, or a symbol that represents compassion. It could be an image from nature, such as an expansive and deep blue ocean, or a firmly rooted tree with magnificent thick foliage, or the sun which shines its light and warmth on all beings without discrimination. Imagine yourself in the presence of this source of compassion. Imagine yourself the recipient of its great compassion. Feel that in the presence of this compassionate image, you can be completely yourself. There is no judgment, only total acceptance. Allow yourself to rest in the feeling of unconditional compassion and acceptance. Imagine that as you stay in the presence of this compassionate image, it awakens in you your own source of strength, wisdom, and compassion. Now picture a person you care about, such as a family member or a friend. Try to vividly feel his or her presence in front of you. Notice how you feel when you think about this person. Consider the fact that just like you, this person has had ups and downs in his or her life. Just like you, this person has goals and dreams. Just like you, this person knows what pain, sadness, anger, and fear feel like. Just like you, this person wants to love and be loved, to contribute and to be appreciated. With this in mind, repeat silently. Just like me, this person wishes to be happy and free from suffering. See if you can feel the fundamental truth of this statement. Just like me, this person wishes to be happy and free from suffering. Now bring to mind someone you recognize but have no special sense of either closeness or conflict with. It could be a person you see at the grocery store or coffee shop, or someone you work with but don't know well, or perhaps a neighbor you see frequently but don't know well. Notice how you feel when you think about this person. Now consider the fact that just like you, this person has had ups and downs in his or her life. Just like you, this person has goals and dreams. Just like you, this person is an object of deep concern to someone. He or she is a child to someone, a parent, or a spouse, or a dear friend to someone. Just like you, this person knows what pain, sadness, anger, and fear feel like. Just like you, this person wants to love and be loved, to contribute and to be appreciated. With this in mind, repeat silently. Just like me, this person wishes to be happy and free from suffering. See if you can feel the fundamental truth of this statement. Just like me, this person wishes to be happy and free from suffering. Now bring to mind a person you have some difficulty or discomfort with. Maybe it is someone you don't get along with or feel in competition with. Or maybe it is someone you think has caused you harm. Or maybe it is someone who does not seem to share your personal beliefs or values. Notice how you feel when you think about this person. Now consider the fact that just like you, this person has had ups and downs in his or her life. Just like you, this person has goals and dreams. Just like you, this person is an object of deep concern to someone. He or she is a child to someone, a parent, or a spouse, or a dear friend to someone. Just like you, this person knows what pain, sadness, anger, and fear feel like. Just like you, this person wants to love and be loved, to contribute and to be appreciated. With this in mind, repeat silently. Just like me, this person wishes to be happy and free from suffering. Notice how it feels when you say this. Just like me, this person wishes to be happy and free from suffering. See if you can feel the fundamental truth of this statement. Just like me, this person wishes to be happy and free from suffering. Finally, picture all three people together in front of you. A loved one, a stranger, and someone you have difficulty with. Remember that they all share a basic yearning to be happy and free from suffering. On this level, there is no difference at all between these three people. In this fundamental respect, they are all exactly the same. This shared aspiration for happiness and freedom from suffering is a common bond that unites us with all other beings. Let your mind rest in this awareness for a while. Now, silently repeat this phrase. Just as I do, all others aspire toward happiness. Now contemplate this thought. My life is supported in many ways, big and small, by countless other people, including those I consider to be friends or strangers. For all of us, in ways we will never truly know, our lives are supported by countless others. Now consider that in ways you may never know, you too play the same supportive role in the lives of countless others. Let your mind rest in this awareness of deep appreciation and interconnectedness for a while. As this session draws to a close, let your heart and mind be touched by the feeling of common humanity and connection with others. And rest your mind simply on the natural rhythm of your breath.